Hello, and welcome to another episode of Teach Forward. I'm James, and with me as always is Lisa. Today, we're going to unpack the foundations of competency-focused, student-centered teaching, a topic that's really shaping modern education.
Hi, James. Hi, everyone. This is such a timely topic. Teaching in the 21st century is so much more than just delivering content. It's about preparing students with competencies that matter in real life, isn't it?
Absolutely. The expectations on teachers have evolved massively. We're not just guiding students through a syllabus anymore. We're helping them develop critical skills like problem solving, creativity, collaboration, and digital literacy.
Right, and it's interesting because a lot of that shift is being driven by changes in society, technology, and the economy. Students today need to be able to think critically, work with others, and adapt quickly, not just memorize facts.
Exactly. That's why competency-focused design is so important. It's about aligning what we do in the classroom with real-world tasks and expectations. When students see that what they're learning is transferable and meaningful, it really changes the game.
I think that's what makes learning stick, isn't it? When students are active meaning makers, not just passive recipients. And that's where student-centered pedagogy comes in, making sure everyone can access the learning and keep improving.
Yes, and one thing I love about this approach is the assessment cycle. We move through diagnostic, formative, and then summative assessments, always with the goal of supporting each learner's progress rather than just measuring where they are at the end.
Let's break down what this lesson actually gives teachers. First off, there's the research-informed rationale for why competency-based and student-centered approaches work. It's grounded in learning science, not just theory, and supported by classroom evidence.
And then there are really practical implications for lesson design. For example, how do you move from a content-heavy syllabus to clear competence goals? What methods can you use, like project-based learning, flipped classrooms, or microtasks, to make learning feel close to real life?
It's all about proximity, isn't it? The closer the learning activity is to what students might actually do outside school, the more relevant and engaging it becomes. And scaffolding is key, breaking new skills into manageable chunks so everyone has the chance to succeed.
That brings us to classroom roles. As teachers, we're not just delivering content anymore. We're leaders, coaches, assessors, and designers. And students aren't just listening. They're reflecting, collaborating, and even teaching their peers.
I like that idea of peer teaching. It really empowers students to take ownership of their learning, doesn't it? Plus, it helps develop those collaboration and communication skills we keep mentioning.
Absolutely. And when it comes to writing learning outcomes, it's all about being precise. We need to state what learners should be able to do, not just what they should know. Using measurable action verbs and clear success criteria really helps.
That's such an important point. For instance, instead of saying students will understand photosynthesis, we might say students can explain the process of photosynthesis using a diagram and identify the inputs and outputs. It's clear, observable, and measurable.
Exactly. And then we can link that to simple rubrics or checklists, so both students and teachers know what success looks like. That makes formative assessment so much more useful.
Let's not forget about inclusion. Designing lessons with varied entry points, peer support, and multiple ways to demonstrate competence ensures every student has a fair shot at success. And using open educational resources and technology can really open doors for all learners.
So, to sum up the key principles, define competence precisely, activate learning through meaningful tasks, sequence practice deliberately, assess to support learning, and always design for inclusion. It's a holistic approach that really puts students at the center.
And the practical side is just as important. Teachers move from concept to action by clarifying which competencies to prioritize, applying student-centered principles, and drafting measurable learning outcomes. There are examples and models to help you adapt everything to your subject and age group.
By the end of this process, you should be able to turn a curriculum topic into a clear competency statement with observable criteria and plan at least one lesson activity that really evidences that competence.
That's the goal, isn't it? Making sure our teaching really prepares students for the demands of the modern world. And it all starts with a shared understanding of what competencies matter most in the 21st century.
Right. So our next step is to dive into those specific competencies and discuss how lesson design and assessment practices need to shift to make competence the real driver of instruction.
I'm really looking forward to that. There's so much we can do to make learning more engaging, meaningful, and effective for every student.